The suicide deaths of three junior doctors in New South Wales have forced the industry to consider how it deals with mental health. Junior doctors are believed to be particularly susceptible to stress and depression because of huge workloads and study pressures. Penny Timms reports.
Kelly Stellard is engaged in a residency program at Sydney's Royal Prince Alfred Hospital, known as RPA, and it's a tough slog.
This week I'm working a rostered 75-hour week.
She says her earlier years as a junior doctor were even more demanding and draining. So draining that three junior doctors have recently taken their own lives in New South Wales in the space of 5 months. Kelly Stellard says people want answers.
I think that there's a big push for a coronial inquest into the factors that led to our colleagues who have recently passed, whether there were preventable factors that contributed to this. It's the same thing that happens when a patient in a hospital dies unexpectedly. We look into what could have been done differently and how we can improve, and I think that everyone would appreciate that same approach being applied to our profession.
The New South Wales Parliament is setting up an inquiry into pressures in the profession. Young doctors say there's resistance to change at senior levels. Dr. Imre Hunior is a staff specialist cardiologist at RPA.
Within my specialty, preventative medicine is very important. A healthy mind is a healthy body, and that's what I tell my patients. But we need to train our doctors to be able to do that for themselves.
RPA is one of a handful of hospitals trying to improve support for staff. It's running a program designed to improve the well-being of trainee physicians. Participants are given time out during the workday to focus on their physical and mental health. They're monitored every 6 weeks for the next 2 years to see if their well-being improves. Dr. Hunior is spearheading the program along with Dr. Bethan Richards.
We've designed some workshops set around well-being measures. The things that we've been concentrating on are how to maintain that through training with busy schedules. We've thought about other measures and how to defocus the trainees on exams.
Dr. Richard says it's been apparent for years that trainee doctors get run down and burnt out.
With the suicides and things, it was a real impetus to say, you know, now's a chance to really try and do something that's going to improve the health and well-being of all the trainees.
There's also recognition that change needs to come from the top.
And the fact that it's already led to some institutional changes that are going to be ongoing, I think, is another measure of success of the program.
Kelly Stellard says the fact that the program even exists sends an important message that change is possible.
I think that that offers in itself a sense of security, a sense that you will be supported if you find that you are struggling, and you're being looked after by a group of doctors who will train you and help you to become at the top of your field without fear of judgment if you do stumble along the way.
Resident Dr. Kelly Stellard, ending that report from Penny Timms. And if you or anyone you know needs help, call Lifeline on 13 11 14.